Mark Russo now joins us. He's with Wrist Pulse, and they're headquartered in Chicago. Hey, thanks so much for being with us, Mark. Let's start with Iowa today. I was through there a couple of weeks ago, and we know simply by looking at the drought monitor and rainfall over the last several months that they have been dry. What do conditions look like today?
Well, certainly across the whole Midwest, that's been the driest spot in the Midwest. And obviously with Iowa being the biggest corn producer in the Midwest, that's taken on more sensitivity. And there has been some improvement, at least over the weekend, with some rain activity. But coming up, there will be some additional chances for rain as we look out through the end of this week and on into the early part of next week. In fact, we are seeing about 3 to 4 opportunities for thunderstorms to develop in and around Iowa. And actually, one of those chances here is today. And we're seeing a complex of thunderstorms, which has developed over central Iowa. And along with it is not only producing heavy rain, but also some severe weather and some strong winds as well. But we'll continue to see these other opportunities for rain kind of off and on as we go through the remainder of this week and on into next week. It's not going to fully solve the dryness, but by the end of next week, Iowa should be better off compared to right now.
Yeah, so just for background purposes, West Central and Central Iowa, or West Central and Northwestern Iowa, I've been through, those were the driest areas, although they went through pollination really well from what I could tell as I got out and went through those fields. So it's about grain fill at this point, and I suppose rainfall is rainfall, and rain makes grain. We'll find out what USDA has to say about that on Wednesday of this week. It also takes lower temperatures sometimes too in those areas that are deficit rainfall to make sure that grain can come out. What do you see in terms of temperatures now?
Yeah, in terms of temperatures for the next couple of weeks, a warm bias, although nothing extreme is expected over the next couple of weeks. Kind of variable pattern here across the heart of the Corn Belt, including in that Iowa. The core heat will continue to be out west. It'll be in the Plains region and into the Southwest, including the Four Corners area, which has already seen some very impressive temperatures this summer. Phoenix has experienced a record number of days of this summer above 110 degrees. And it's going to be a very similar story here as we go through the remainder of August. But that kind of core of heat out west, there's just no indication that that really moves over the Midwest at all for the next few weeks.
And can you check in on Europe for me on what the crops look like there? And of course, they're in the middle of the harvest season for many of their crops, or wrapping it up, I would think.
Yeah, across Europe, the story of late has been the dryness across areas, especially France and into Germany. Well, France experienced one of their driest Julys of the past 20 years, and that has continued now into August. It does look like there will be some relief from the dryness coming up by the end of this week. In fact, the ridge of high pressure that has produced the drier conditions is going to be weakening and kind of moving up north into Scandinavia. And that's going to allow a trough of low pressure to move in and increase rainfall prospects and also cool down temperatures as well across Western Europe. Actually, right now, Europe's in the midst of a major heat wave that'll continue again for about 3 to 4 days before that comes to an end by this upcoming weekend.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. Thanks for having me.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Wrist Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.